Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here this week, and I'm so happy after this long summer to be back one, too, because we took a little bit of breaks here and there. And today, I'm really excited because Randy Zachary, who you just heard announce the show, is coming on today. And Randy is just such an amazing, amazing, special person. I've known him now for, oh my gosh, I think it's like over 20 years, 22 years. He has been in radio for over 40 years. He's just, it's so funny. When I listen to what he created for the beginning of our show and the dreams and the missions and that we've all had, we've gone full circle now. And we're both a lot older, but not a lot older. You know, with 20 years, right? That's not that much. But and you look at it and you go, oh my gosh, it's still right there for us, and we haven't quit. And it's funny how God and life works, you know. And you go full circle, and you know. And I think we both are. It's really cool. So Randy has started Pono Radio. He founded it, and he's going to talk about it. About hope and so much more, founded on Hawaii. He's the creator and founder of Pono Radio. He's going to give us a sneak preview of what is coming. He's been in radio, as I said, for 40 years, hosting, producing his own shows. And he's currently the afternoon host, fundraising director of Family Radio, National Radio Network, which I'm sure everybody's heard, based in Nashville. And without further ado, I'd like to welcome Randy. Hey, Randy, thank you for coming on.
Without further ado.
That's so old and corny, isn't it?
It's good to be here. Been a while since I've been on your show. I know we started it, sort of kicked it off many moons ago, and to your credit, you've been pretty faithful with it over the years. I mean, how many years now have you been doing this program?
Well, it'll be in January, it'll be 11 years. Yeah.
Wow.
And I know I'm so old school, just like you know, like I haven't changed a lot of things other than many things do change in the show as far as, you know, things have changed and topics and things like that. But I still keep things in there. Like you're on there right now. You're always, and I don't want to change that. I just love it. But yeah, it was 11 years. Yeah. Remember, it was January. My brother died that week. Wasn't that terrible? It was like we did a test run. And I remember talking to him. I was in Hawaii. And he was like, how'd you like it? And I said, I just loved it. I loved it so much. And you and I were hosting it together. You helped me with it all. And the next week, it was horrible. You know, he died 2 months from turning 49. And natural, you know, an accident, but not an accident. And, you know, it wasn't his fault. But I remember you said to me, do you want to quit? Do you want to stop for a while? Do you want to stop? And I said, no, Randy, I think I want to keep doing it, right? And we did it. We kept doing it. And, you know, there's some days, you know what I mean? You know how they say the show must go on, but you feel like you can't do it, but then you can do it. And I think it's important. Yeah. It's important to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Radio, there's something about consistency with, you know, nowadays, of course, radio has kind of morphed into the podcast world where everybody seems to have a podcast. And just when I thought podcasts were over and kind of old school, it seems like they keep being born again, you know, with new podcasts and people that, you know, we used to, way back in the day when they first started, I remember us old radio guys used to make fun of people who were doing podcasts because we would say, you know, well, guys who have podcasts pretty much, you know, are guys who couldn't make it in real radio, so they went and bought a mic and a recorder and started talking. But a lot of folks have made careers out of it. I think of Joe Rogan and others.
Look at him.
They've got a lot of followers, a lot of listeners, a lot of money. I think Spotify is on Spotify, so I think Spotify pays him as well. And
I think he makes 75,000 or 100,000 a day a show? Something like he brings
probably.
In a lot. He brings
yeah,
in a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They
funny.
Say if
well,
you're
going to
get on
podcast.
His show, you're recognized. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I just think that for me with podcasts, it's kind of like when you do radio all day and you're talking and recording and all that, the last thing I want to do is, you know, more talking and recording. So
I got it.
You know, I've never really done the podcast thing other than, you know, help friends, help you and others. But
I get it.
Yeah. Don't really.
No, I understand it. Like, that's when like people say to me, I'll be visiting a friend or seeing people here and there. Cause I'm in so many different places at the time. Let's go have lunch. Hey, Nellie, there's these open houses. There's houses. Do you want to go look at them this Sunday? I'm like, you've got to be kidding, right? Like, are you serious? You really think that I want to do that? Like after all the years I've been in it now. And I get it. But, and I know like with me being, it was so new to me 11 years ago, but we were ahead because people weren't doing it then and now they are. And I know it's important. And I never put the ads on and did all those things you're supposed to do, which now we will do with another show. But I like to keep it organic. And I've had a lot of people say to me, I remember back then, you're like, Natalie, we're using this sort of platform. Come on, it's not going to sound as good, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, come on, Randy. And then I was able to always do it myself. And I've had a lot of people say to me, hey, I got into it because you had me on your show. And it was comfortable, and I saw how easy it seemed, and I wasn't so particular about being perfect. You know what I mean? Like with the microphones and with the things you're supposed to do. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you're not supposed to do it, but it does help people to feel like, hey, I can do this now. And I've seen some people doing TV, commercials and other things that started off just listening and doing it because they weren't afraid anymore, right? So it's kind of cool. It is cool, but I would like to do a Time to Heal show or a Natalie show separately because I'm about and what I care about is more than just real estate and so they fun things like that. But hey, you have been all over the place and I know. Tell us, I'm right now. I know you've got. Oh my gosh, you're going between what Chico and Nashville, and thank goodness you can do a lot virtually, right? Yeah,
thank goodness. I'll be in Nashville next week. The company I work for is Family Radio. It's a national radio network out of Franklin, actually, Franklin, Tennessee, which is just near Nashville. And basically, Christian radio networks are moving out there. K-Love, if you're familiar with them, K-Love Radio Network and Air One just moved from California to Franklin, so now they are there, and the big California exodus continues.
It's huge, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, man. Everybody wants out of here. It's on fire. It's going to be 110 today where I live.
Wow.
And fires all up and down the state, and say what you will about global warming. It's definitely warmer. It seems like every summer gets hotter. But yeah, I do the radio afternoon show, and I do that typically from my home studio. And then three or four times a year, like next week, I'll be in Nashville for a week or 10 days as we do one of our on-air fundraisers where we ask folks to, prayerfully consider supporting.
How do they donate? They go to familyradio.org or where do they go if they want to?
Yeah, absolutely. Familyradio.org is where you go. And then during the event, we actually have a call center where, there's a number that we give out and people can call and use the number and give there. But a lot of people are just, yeah, they go to familyradio.org or they go to the app. A lot of people listen on the app these days. Even,
oh, really?
Even the older folks, you know, are getting with it.
We're
like
all
me.
On our phones, right? We're all on our phones.
Absolutely.
We don't want to have to go to the computer. It's kind of so much easier. You know, I love the apps. I love even Audible. I'm a readaholic, and I can listen to books, you know, working out, walking, in the car. It's just amazing, and you can do that with Family Radio. So Family Radio has been nationally syndicated for years, hasn't it? I remember hearing about it all the time.
Yeah, it's 64 years old. I've been in Alameda, California, Oakland, the San Francisco Bay Area for all of those years, really, and they grew from one station in San Francisco to a network of about 300 stations nationwide, and we're in all the big cities, L.A., New York, all of it. So it's just grown into this big network, and it was a little bit of a – when you hear family radio, and there's a lot of different, actually, Christian networks that have family radio somehow in their name, but family radio, the one that I work for, has a bit of a interesting history where the guy who ran it, a guy named Harold Camping, used to have a radio show, and he was a very good Bible teacher, but like a lot of good Bible teachers, sometimes I've noticed this. Sometimes really good Bible teachers begin to think that they have this sort of hotline to God, and they know things other people don't, and all of a sudden they're predicting weird things that don't come true.
Oh, I remember that about the end times and the world ending. Oh.
Yeah, he predicted the world would end. Not once, but twice. And I think after the second time, the Lord went, okay, you're done. You're dead. Because he died.
Oh, that was why, huh?
Yeah. And so family radio really was stuck when he died, because here you've got this, like these 300 stations nationwide. You've got this, so you've got a lot of assets, if you will, financially. You've got the capability of moving forward, but how do you do it? Because you've so sort of tarnished the reputation and the brand by what he did. It was embarrassing. And basically, they went on the air, to their credit. They went on the air and said that they publicly renounce, you know, the teaching of Harold Camping in those areas, admitted that he was indeed a false prophet, because that's what the Bible says. When you predict something and it doesn't happen, he is a false prophet. So
that is true.
So when I got about 5 years ago, I was somebody, a Christian kind of headhunter for radio, kept contacting me about family radio, and I just kept saying, no, I don't want to be any.
You did?
Part of that.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then because all I knew was the history, and I didn't know they had turned the corner and wanted to change. And so I ended up going to have a meeting with them when I was in Orlando. Felt really good about the folks I met with and their sincerity in kind of changing things. And basically they hired about 6 or 7 guys like me who had done radio before. And they, you know, hired us to kind of help them do radio right, if you will, because they really, for 60 years, had been under the thumb of this guy who didn't really know much about radio, didn't know a lot about the Bible, but so they never really did radio very well. It was very funky, very old school, and they hired us to kind of change things, and I've been there 5 years now, and it's you know, we've changed a lot of stuff. And one of the things we started doing is a live fundraiser a couple of times a year, because they have a huge audience, just tons of listeners in, you know, big big cities like New York City and L.A. and San Francisco, Philadelphia, and Chicago. So, I mean, you know, and because of our format, which is typically, it's praise and worship, but it's skewed a little older. So we pretty much play mm-hmm. hymns in between, kind of mm-hmm. some of the old school hymns. So it's an older audience, which is funny because I used to make fun of them when I was a youth pastor doing Christian Now I am, like, now I'm playing, I'm rocking the hymns, you know, but.
You're like an older one. So you can download their app, the Family Radio app, and do it because I didn't know which station to get on. But I've heard of Family Radio for years and years. I'd be in a car in different states and different areas, and Family Radio was on it. But I do remember Brother Camping very well, you know, hearing him. And so because they got the 300 stations, because you know this world of radio, like that's how they ended up syndication and network, because I thought you really have to get out there to, like, get syndicated. You have to really get, and they've been syndicated for years. Is it because of the connection with the stations, or they were just so good that they got syndicated?
No, literally, you know, one of two ways you can be syndicated. One is you have a show and you get picked up by a network or two. Typically, if it's a show that a network really wants to promote and make money on, they'll kind of protect it and keep you away from other networks. But, or you're a radio network like we are, where you're literally 300 transmitters in big cities all over the country. So you're literally 300 radio stations, you know.
I love it.
And
I love it.
So they don't have one in Hawaii, and I've been talking to
you. But your love for Hawaii, and you and I know each other originally from Hawaii, and then we met at a convention, right? You know, then California.
Yeah.
And that your love of people and God and life, and you're so real, and I can see when you said, well, I didn't want to go there at first because I thought there were, you know, you didn't know about the company. I mean, you thought it was the way it was before whatever happened, you know. I think things can get, I think it sounds like it was a really great company, just got tarnished a little bit, right, with false prophecy, which wasn't their fault. You know what I mean? Like, things happen, and then you know the real truth, right? It was when you get into the real truth, it does make a difference. And your love for Hawaii and who you are, so that's where the Pono is coming from, or what?
Yeah, and it's Pono Radio, not porno radio. Just, again, people. Porno radio.
P-O-N-O.
That's a good idea. No. O-N-O, and it's the Hawaiian word for righteous, do the right thing, harmony, balance. There's about seven different meanings to that word, but righteousness is kind of the main one. Do the right thing. And I've always loved that word. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's in the Hawaii state motto, to do pono, you know, to do pono. Do the right thing. Yeah. And
the values.
Yeah. So I've had a couple of runs back in the day. You know me, sometimes I get ideas and take off with them and don't really think them through. But I had an idea of an app-driven radio station. This was probably 10 or 12 years ago now. And I went mm-hmm. back over to Maui. We used to live on Maui. And I sort of tried to create that without really the technology. In other words, at the time, really, you could broadcast live on Facebook. You could Spotify, SoundCloud, not really live, but you could kind of record something and to play it back online really fast, but it really wasn't listening live per se. Anyway, I spent probably about a year overall trying to promote an online app-driven radio station for Maui and call it Pono Radio. And it just never really took hold because the technology didn't really quite exist yet. So it was awkward. It was kind of lunky. And so I just have sort of – it just dawned on me here recently. I was in a meeting where we were talking about our app, Family Radio, and how many people, you know, are downloading podcasts and how we can partner with people and have a podcast platform, and then – you know, you can broadcast live, and there's music and all of that. And I just went, oh my gosh, it's,
this is it.
People are now doing what I was trying to do. So I'm like you in real estate. You've always been way, way, way ahead of the curve. And I've always
right,
been
with
way, way ahead of the curve in terms of radio,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and,
you have.
It's frustrating because, you know, you have these ideas, but nobody else is ready for them yet. And then, and now that that's, everybody's pretty much listening to audio on their phones. I mean, I have SiriusXM
right.
on my phone. And so I listen to Kenny Chesney's No Shoes Radio, which is kind of he's a country Western artist, but he's very island. He loves the island. So he's always, you know, he's always off somewhere in his boat on an island somewhere, broadcasting live and just creating the vibe and the music.
You,
he plays
wow.
a lot of Hawaiian and reggae and, you know,
oh,
country.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Because you were doing, when you were working on some things on Maui too before, remember you were working with the KK and church and putting together some things. I'm trying to think, was it some of the people, you had them on our show before, that owned the Duke's restaurants, and then you were working with some churches on the KK?
Yeah. Duke's Restaurants, which owns all of the Duke's, you know, they own the, what's the one there in Lahaina that everybody goes to? Can't think of the name right now. But anyway, they own several restaurants all over
right,
the
right,
islands,
right.
all over Southern California. And because I know there's a Duke's in Huntington Beach, California. There's one in Del Mar, and it's David Allaire and his group. They basically, like a lot of folks back in the day, he was going to UC Santa Barbara, and every summer they would go to Maui to surf and spend the summer, right? And
right.
senior year, they're like, you know what? Why don't we just move here and get jobs as, you know, waiters see what happens. And so he and a buddy did that. And then he ended up going to Oahu and managing, and I don't remember the name of them, but he ended up managing a very high-profile restaurant. And then he, long story short, he literally became president of TS Restaurants, which is about, I think in Hawaii, Oahu and Maui, there's probably 12 or 15
but you
of
were,
them.
Yeah, you were doing stuff because
we
they do people, they do, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, we were partnering with him and doing live broadcasts at their restaurants and yeah, just having a blast. But again,
you're so heart centered. I'm heart centered, and you were always working. KK, for people that are listening don't know, means children, and you were working on things with the
KK
groups
radio.
And the churches
yep.
and so KK. And
yep.
we know so many people in Hawaii. I mean, well, I'm still very much in Hawaii, all over on all the islands, and it just I get the chills because like all these things we were talking about years ago are happening. You know what I mean? And it's like you said, it's easier now. Remember when we were doing the show? You were at a coffee shop and Wayne Dyer walked by on Maui. And that was, he was like, I remember he's like, I don't know who, because you're like, you were hosting and I was talking and you're like, hold on, Wayne Dyer just got, I'll be back. And I'm like, okay. And I go back into the system because, of course, we're still using a computer in one Blog Talk Radio, right? So we've got these different sound, our sound,
yeah.
room, what do you call it? The studio is in the back end on your computer.
Right. Yeah.
And then he comes on, he's like, okay, who is this? I don't know what I'm saying. You get some really good words of wisdom out of him. But this was back when people were not doing the podcast like we were doing. Remember, we were like doing them, but you didn't have people doing it like they do today.
Yeah,
and
we were live on, I think, on Blog Talk on your show, right? And then we were talking about intention, the power of intention, and he wrote the book on it, literally the book on the power of intention.
Wow.
And so, you know, he walks by and goes, you're not going to believe this. And he just went in the store, and you go get him. I remember, and I go in there and I follow him down one aisle, down the next. And he saw me, and he's like, "Oh, yeah."
How
and
you
I go,
doing
Wayne,
with your personality?
I go, Wayne, Dr. Dyer. I mean, I'm doing a radio show live right now, and we were talking about you and the power of intention, and you walked by. And he goes, "I guess I'm
Is
supposed
that
to
wild?
Talk to you." And I said, "Yeah, come on over." And I remember it was a Mac. I was using a brand new Mac, like MacBook Pro. And the microphones in the MacBook Pros, even back then, are as good or better than studio mics. And so you don't need a mic.
Wow.
You just talk into the built-in mic. And I'll never forget, Wayne kind of leaned over and just look at the MacBook Pro and he goes, where's the microphone? I mean, what do I talk into? And I go, just talk right to the mic. You know? He's like, oh. And, but anyway, yeah, the power of intention. And then he passed
and
shortly
amazing.
After that, I think, another year
he,
or so.
He did pass,
that.
Yeah, it was a couple, yeah, it was sad. Yeah, he was
only
in his 70s,
about
right?
And Lahaina and, yeah, and anyway, so yeah, a lot of crazy, cool things like that where we, I don't know how to explain it, but you know, because you've been there, there's a magic, there's a spirituality about Hawaii that you have to experience to understand.
And,
but
yeah. And I think, well, I think Pono Radio, I love what you're doing with Pono because it really is about, you know, about excellence and values and righteousness and doing the right thing and of the land. And Hawaii is having a lot of issues right now because there's a lot of struggles going on just like there are in the whole world and, you know, with people fighting for their rights and back and forth. And some of the struggles, because they get so politically put out there, which we won't talk politics today, and the social networking, and a lot of people get bits of information, but they don't go in and study it like we would have when we were in school years ago. So you're getting a lot of different opinions, and Hawaii is getting hit hard with this. A lot of changes are being made. People are thinking that they don't want the tourists, and many times they don't want the tourists if the tourists come in and are disrespectful. And, you know, so I love what you're doing because – and, you know, I have this special place with Hawaii. I've been involved in Hawaii for as a little girl and then back again as an adult and for years, and I've stayed in it. And about we believe people should have choices. We believe people have rights. But we're very similar in the fact that you and I aren't going to do the wrong thing. You know what I mean? We don't – like when you were kidding about saying, yeah, it's not porno radio, it's pono radio. Well – I would never have a porno site. You would never have a porno site. Now, I'm not saying somebody who has a porno site is a terrible person, but it just doesn't align with our values, right? You can make a ton of money with a porno site. I mean, I'm not talking about like the legal and FBI and people busting people and all that. I'm talking about where they get away with like a lot of stuff. And we wouldn't do it because it's just not our value system. It doesn't align with who we are, right? And I think when you really get into the pona of Hawaii, the aloha of Hawaii, and what we need in our whole world is love and peace and that goodness, not automatically assuming you look like this, you act like this, you talk like this, we don't like you. That's just horrible, you know, and that's not what you're about. It's not what I'm about. So I'm real thrilled to hear you going full circle with this Pono Radio because it's absolutely perfect. It's funny, though, that Family Radio doesn't have an app for Hawaii. So their apps aren't just because I'm new to this part of the app with the Family Radio. When you go to the app, do you tune into what music you like, or you don't tune into certain areas, or how does that work?
Oh no, the app is worldwide. It's like listening online. So once you listen online, there's actually the option to listen to a West Coast feed or an East Coast feed. There's two different streams that you can listen to. But they're both the same. It's the same music, the same programming.
Always, everywhere?
3 hours. Yeah, all over the
everywhere.
World. Yeah, so it's
worldwide. Oh, I'm going to download it today.
Yeah, you can listen on the app. So when I say there's no signal in Hawaii, I just meant there's no terrestrial
antenna
signal. Like, yeah.
The app is, I'm asking these technical things that are like, so remember we used to always say celestial radio, right, versus like online radio, right? You know, like you're online.
Yeah.
So the celestial radio, you have to have the wattage, right? And you have to have like, so say you're in Hawaii and you might have 10,000 wattage. You're not going to hear it in California because it's not far enough, right? So with Family Radio and all these stations, do they still have to have those wattages, or is everything converted to computers and the internet?
Well, I mean, it's both and for Family Radio because there are so many radio stations that are old school terrestrial radio stations.
Oh, good.
That have huge listenerships in big major markets. So they've sold off several of their smaller ones that weren't producing, you know, funding.
Okay.
They've kept the ones that, you know, produce funding for them. And the beautiful thing about, and then anybody anywhere where there's not a signal can just listen on the app or online, you know, and then they can hear it. That's online.
So you have it both. So even though you have the stations, somehow you take. I'm not trying to sound so stupid, but I mean that's a bad word to use. But anyhow, I'm so funny about my words these days. No, only because of all the political stuff going on. It's sad. It's really sad because we're old school, and you know what I mean. So you can do that. So you're gonna get the internet. Because I'm just wondering, if the internet goes down, will you still have the stations? Like, can you still do that? Like ham radios, for example. Like, if all of a sudden we don't have. Okay.
Yeah, there's two. For us, now for Pono Radio, where you're just an app-driven station, you've got to have internet to be heard. You know, you've got to be –
okay.
To listen on an app, you've got to have internet somewhere.
So you've got to download it. Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
But that's like with any app, any radio station. But for instance, I remember our last fundraiser we were, quote-unquote, off the air. Oh, no, we're off the air. And I said, off the air, like, on our terrestrial stations? Or, you know, because a lot of our listeners still listen on the terrestrial because they're older and they just have always listened.
They're home or in the car, yeah.
7, you know, they have their favorite frequency, and that's what they listen to. And they have, believe it or not, radios in their houses, which I don't have one in my house. But who has one anymore? But here's an amazing story that I just was reminded of. So we have a story about an old radio in a kitchen on a kitchen table. Cause remember back in the day, I don't know about you, but my grandpa had a radio on the it was on the kitchen table, and he would clear it off sort of for dinner. But I mean, he had his races, like he loved racehorses, so he could listen to all the races on the radio. He could listen to baseball games, so he had his playbooks and his scorebooks, and his life was that radio, you know. And we heard a story about a family radio listener who, again, they used to just family radio for as long as she could remember. Family radio was playing in their kitchen in the background. It was always on. And in fact, when some teaching or preaching would come on that they liked, they would just turn it up and it would kind of be their family devotion.
Oh, I love
it. And all sit around the table, you know, and listen to the preacher and then go back to whatever they're doing. Well, there came a point where her mother was elderly and ill, and the same radio was in the kitchen, and they just before they took her to the hospital, before she passed, they rolled her into the kitchen to listen to the radio, to listen to family radio one more time.
Isn't
that great? Sat there, her favorite song, her favorite hymn came on the radio, "My Jesus, I Love Thee." And she began to weep, and then they carted her out. Well, then the next day, of course, this woman who was writing us this story comes out, and she finds her father asleep on the table, but family radio is playing. And she woke him up, make sure he was okay. And he said, yeah, he fell asleep there, and he slept there all night by the radio, remembering that he and his wife used to sit there and listen all the time. Just a powerful story of the power of
radio. Isn't that amazing?
Really, God radio, Christian radio, because radio is radio, and that's great, but when it's God's power being kind of transmitted through the radio, that's a whole another dynamic that we get stories day in and day out of people with amazing, gosh, this lady who, this other, now you got me on storytelling, but this other lady said that she had never been preached to, so nobody had ever shared the gospel. She'd never been to church. She never owned a Bible. But she went through a terrible divorce. She's sitting at home, and the thought was, you know, I need to find a Bible. And she said, well, I know I don't own a Bible. And this kind of voice, this urging, this inner, you know, something was kind of telling her,
right,
you know, look in the bookcase. And so she started going through the bookcase. And at the bottom of the bookcase, on the bottom of a bunch of books, she found a Bible. And so she pulled it out and she began to just devour it. And she got saved, born again, just reading Jesus' words. Nobody,
isn't that amazing?
You know, quote unquote, led her to Jesus or none of that. She just, so then she.
Her spirit
part
and
of
soul
her job,
did.
Yeah. So then part of her story is that she goes, wow, every morning she would leave for work about 5 a.m. because she got to be at work at 6. She had a long drive. And she's in her car going, man, I wish I could just hear the word of God on the radio. And she started channel surfing, and she found family radio.
Wow.
And she went,
I love it.
My gosh, now I have
family
radio. And I can hear the Bible when I'm driving. I can hear it at home. And
I love it.
This lady just called me up out of the blue and just told me the story, and I'm like, wow. So,
I love it.
Anyway.
There's miracles. So many miracles. Even that Brother Campy, I remember when I would hear him, he taught a lot of good things out of the Bible. You know, maybe however that got mixed up, he wasn't a bad man. He was.
Yeah.
He taught a lot of good out of there. He really did. And
he did.
A lot of food. Yep. And that, I love it. You know, I've been in here, my mom's been in the hospital for three months. It's been a nightmare. She wouldn't have lived if I wasn't here. I mean, it's a long story and I won't go into it, but the miracles that have happened where God, you know, that it's been amazing,
yeah,
you know, and where you do get told things and it's just, it's really, the way the world is right now, we all need peace and love, and there's people are going through a lot of things, and I'm just so glad there is a family radio and they have so many listeners, because they're going to make sure that it's all good stuff. They're not going to put bad things on there. You know, we hear a lot on too many things that are not good, you know, that depress you and are depressing and in the world right now. So it's so wonderful. I remember being in, when you're talking about who owns a radio, I hadn't owned a radio for years. And then we had the earthquake on Oahu. Well, it was on the Big Island, but I was living in Kailua on Oahu. And my son was at my house then, and he's older, but he was, you know, he had just, I think he finished UH, but he was there back then. Yeah, I think he was like 2005 or something. So anyhow, October 15, 2006, we have this earthquake in the morning. It was on the Big Island, but it hit Oahu, and our power was out for 18 hours. And I remember the computers died after a few hours, the phone died, you know, all the power chargers, et cetera. And I remember taking my phone lines. I've always had long landlines, and I still do. I transferred my phone lines from our Honolulu office to my house, and because the lines were ringing busy at the office. And I was able to call my mother and my brother on the mainland to find out what was going on, but nothing else. And that week I went out and bought a radio because it was very interesting, you know, to realize we don't have the benefit of a radio. And I think we should all buy ham radios too, because, you know, I don't understand why, and I don't want to get off topic on this, but I don't understand around our country, they started putting in the Fios lines and the high-speed optical lines, you know, for your cable, et cetera, and phones. And I've asked multiple times, are you still keeping those old, you know, landlines in? Because the landline that I had in Kailua on October 15, 2006, when the earthquake hit on the Big Island, but caused havoc, you know, everywhere, especially with power outages and stuff, they were the old-time landlines, you know, the Ma Bell landlines type of thing. And we're pulling them out around the country, which makes no sense whatsoever, because if we have a major, you know, issue, which we're going to at some point, our phones aren't going to work after a few hours, even our landline phones, because they're on the Fios. So that kind of stuff I just don't get. So that old-time stuff, those radios, the ham operators, like, they have a place. They really do have a place. And
yeah.
I'd love to, yeah, they really do.
Yeah, yeah. There's another story I just thought of there was a guy, and I forget his name now, but he was he was an inmate in a prison, and he had an old beat up radio in his room that he kind of inherited when he moved in there. And it didn't get, the only station it got was family radio. and he hated it because he hated the hymns and he hated the Christian stuff, you know. and he just, but he kept listening to it. And man, if I could find that story. But the bottom, so there was a point where he was going to, he thought he'd flip the radio off. Yeah, he was gonna, you know, like hang himself because he was just over it, and he thought he had turned the radio off, and he was getting it all ready to hang himself, and then somehow the radio popped back on. Old funky radio came back on, and it was somebody telling him how much Jesus loves him, and he just he didn't kill himself, you know, and went on to tell that story. Although, like, wow, that was miraculous, you know. But anyway, yeah, you're right.
That was an angel. That was an angel.
Yeah. Ode to old radios, man, because you know, there's a lot of life in those. And I'm old enough to remember radio back when we like queued up records.
Me too.
And,
oh gosh, remember
old,
the big? We had the big big albums and. Yeah.
Yeah. You'd pull out all the albums that you were going to play for an hour, and then, you know, you'd have to actually cue it up on, you know, on the turntable and hope you didn't bump it, you know, and oh my gosh,
I went to see the Elvis Presley movie last week. It's on, and it was really good. I thought it was a really good movie.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Wasn't it good? Yeah.
I forgot his story about how
I didn't
like,
know the story that
his whole thing was. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know his whole story. I just remember where I was when he died. I was 14 and it was August, and I remember where I was. But I didn't realize that he got, you know, the manager took half of his money and all that. You know, I didn't know all that stuff. So, but I remember him as the king of rock and roll, and I know where he gets his soul from now. I didn't know the whole story, you know. It's pretty amazing. You know, his soul of rock and roll, what do you call it? Like the way he danced and his moves, he was good. And I love jazz. I love jazz. And mixing that jazz in with rock and roll and the way it was just meant to be, you know. It was just sad to see how, like, they gave him pills to stay awake and then he got hooked on it. You know, the things, there's the good, bad, and the ugly. And I think it's really good when you can just stick. It's, you know, it's very, it had to be very, tough on him. So you're Pono Radio, back to Pono Radio, because I know you, Randy, and you're amazing. And I'm just saying, back to Pono Radio, I can see you. So you're going to do, it's going to have the app. Can you do, well, I guess you could do some terrestrial, but it wouldn't be as easy, right? Because the app will just, people can listen anywhere in the world if they with the app.
I mean, we're going to have two audiences, really. I mean, honest, when you think about it, you've got.
Okay.
I really would like to see it evolve into a local, like Maui's local Christian station, without calling it a Christian station. Like a lot of times when you just call something Christian radio, people kind of don't give it a chance. But I think by calling it Pono Radio, you're calling it Christian, but you're using a Hawaiian word. And the idea would be that we would have teachers and preachers on here and there. Like there's four really amazing churches on Maui, you know, that of course Hope Chapel, and then Greg Laurie now used to be Kumalani Chapel in Lahaina, and now it's Greg Laurie's church. He's taking it over, and then there's Waipuna Chapel up country, and there's one
more. We sell a lot over there.
Yeah, so there's three or four churches that we want to support and sort of be, if you will, act as a megaphone and an on-ramp to those churches. So in other words, the idea would be to go out and broadcast live, because that's, for me, that's the ministry part of radio, is that I have always, always, always loved doing live remote broadcasts where we'd go out to a business or a church or an event and broadcast live and just create excitement, create the event.
Right.
You know, I love that. And
you're so good at that too.
I,
you're good at coming on right away, you know. And you were in comedy also years ago, weren't you? So you've got a lot of that. You're good at that.
Yeah. And so I mean, so on the one hand, I see it as a local Christian radio station where you're playing, and the music would be a combination of local Hawaiian music with, you know, some really good worship music.
You could do some good, you know, ukulele and ukulele in there, right? And Hawaiian music and some. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I love it. That's perfect.
Yeah, and so it's, on the one hand, you've got this local audience. We want it to be local. I would love to eventually have, DJs from Maui who would literally, because the software I have for my app, DJs can go live on the station anywhere in the world. So I don't have to be on Maui for people to go live there. I can teach them how to be online,
right,
and do it from Maui. But I really, on the one hand, I want it to be local, and so that local people embrace it. But there's a whole other audience on the mainland who love Maui, go from time to time, or have never been and want to. But that audience, where they can tune in, and they might live in Davenport, Iowa, but they can listen to island music. They can listen to, you know, there will be Maui news. There will be so that they feel like they're a part of it, you know. And I think it does two things. It keeps people who go there once or twice a year, keeps them in touch with the island and listening on the app. But then it also is something that can be an encouragement to those who've never been, who are listening. And again, I got the idea from listening to Kenny Chesney's No Shoes Radio, because he basically, there'll be a song that plays, and it's typically either one of his or one of his country artist buddies, or it's a Hawaiian or reggae song, because
I love
it. His whole idea is this island vibe. And so I'll go out and float in the pool. Being 110 degrees, I do that every day here. But I'll go float in my pool and listen to No Shoes Radio on my app, on the SiriusXM app, and I listen to it. And, you know, in between songs, he'll play like the ocean lapping up against the shore. And I'm floating out there on my mat there in the pool, going, in my mind, I'm at the beach, man. I'm like, oh man. And so there's a couple of those two audiences, really. One is locals,
and then
one is others who love Maui and want to be a part of it. And then put together some festivals. I have a friend here who is the number one Christian music festival guy, in America.
And in Chico, Tennessee. I mean, Tennessee. Yeah. Okay, good.
He lives in Chico. Wow. And he wants to help me do – he loves Maui. And he goes, man, let's do a huge, big festival, Christian
music
festival in Maui. I'm like, oh, that'd be so cool. And do two or three different things a year there that are driven by Pono Radio. A friend of mine here does a thing she calls the Chocolate Festival, and it's just this amazing 3-day celebration of all things chocolate. And she is a Maui lover, and so I reached out to her, and she said, oh man, I would love to do, you know, a chocolate festival on Maui.
Sure.
So just the idea of doing different. And then for you and I love the idea of conferences that go to the kind of Wayne Dyer type conference, you know, where it goes to not self-help, because we know it's really God help.
I even call it self-help too. You kind of bring people in, right? And the motivation, and also the visualization, because God says, ask and you receive, right? So it's like the motivational, bring people up, live your dream, and leave your dream, you know, that kind of thing. I love it.
Yeah.
And it's all God. Yeah.
Yeah. I want it to definitely not ashamed of being at its core about God and about Jesus, but doing it in a way that's not preachy and weird and
insulting somebody or somebody taking it aback saying, what are you doing on this? Because God's God means creator, you know, and we don't ever want to. But I think the love and the peace is so important when there's so much anxiety these days, and it's just nice to be able to put that soft, like, so for example, I'll listen to Mary Morrissey tapes, Dream Builder Coaching, et cetera, life coaching. And And, you know, I meditate and I pray. And, you know, it's always nice to put the uplifting, whatever it is, on, you know, because it puts you in a different energy level, a different frame of mind. And we all need that. We all need that time where we go, hey, you know, I'm going to enjoy my next hour, my next half an hour, you know, and not put, I like to say garbage in, garbage out. So when you listen to constantly negative news, how do you feel? How does it make you feel? It doesn't make you feel good. You know, so when we have that uplifting, joyful, hey, we're about, you know, we're all go through trials and tribulations, things happen, but we're about having joy in our day, bringing that back in, you know, giving people a place to go to where they can go, hey, I want to tune into Pono Radio because it makes me feel good. Plus, I'm hearing what's going on and I want to connect, you know. I think it's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got the Pono Cowboys over there, too.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, there's so much that the Pono Rodeo, there we go.
Pono Radio, yeah.
I think that it has a lot of potential. And the beauty here, again, is that it can truly be something that is, you know, it can be all inclusive and it can be, you know, we've partnered with an organization called The Cause. And they're a nonprofit umbrella company that allows other ministries to come under them and be nonprofit under their nonprofit. So instead of needing to sell advertising per se, you know, we can get donations. I think I'm gonna probably start out looking for three or four what I would call charter sponsors, people that like would be. I don't know what the word is, but just
like founding members, sponsors type of things. Yeah.
So that,
that's a good way to do
it. You know,
that
they're a part of it. And, but really other than that, not sell advertising, but more of a, and we can do, I mean, my goodness, I've done fundraising for 45 years in radio.
You know what to do. Exactly.
Once we have the stream, we can point people to it, you know, and they can listen and give. It's just, and so the stream should be up and running here within a week and at least having some music on it and some sweepers. And then I'm going to continue to kind of make it, you know, obviously make it sound better and better, but I really don't want to promote it till I've got it.
No, you've got to finish everything, but it's going to be ponoradio.org is what it'll be.
Yeah. Yeah, PonoRadio.org will be the website. Yeah, will be the website, and then the app though. The app will just be in the
app store.
You can get Pono Radio app. Yeah, that's how we're going to promote it. Really, is just, you know, hey, listen on the Pono Radio app or on PonoRadio.org.
On those apps, can you get it? You can get on Androids and iPhones. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. This will be both, so you can listen either. Depending, you know, doesn't matter what kind of phone you have. There's a company that I'm working with that I've been watching for several years, and they're in the UK actually, and they have just really fine-tuned their product where they provide sort of an all-in-one capability to have your own radio station.
For your app?
You know, after,
is it for the app? For the app? Any kind of app or just radio? I'm just curious.
Well, their apps are tied into radio, because
that's great.
That's what that's their expertise. But
I love it.
I mean, I think we're almost out of time, aren't we? I looked at the clock.
I know. Yeah, we are. I knew it would fly by, Randy.
It did.
Definitely. Well, people that want to know about Pono Radio, I guess they can contact us or go to PonoRadio.org, even though you're in the process of setting things up. Where they, if they go to PonoRadio.org, is there like a landing page where they can at least put their email address in or information to get more information once everything's rolling?
That is being worked on. What they can do right now, though, is literally reach out to me. Let's see how it's the best way to. I think my email right now. I mean, and that's Zach@maui.net, ZAC@MAUI.net. Yeah.
Perfect. And then you can always reach out to us at Realty Universal. .com also, and then we'll put you in touch. But I am so excited because I know this is happening. I know it's happening. I've been around all these years, and it's perfect. And Maui is
It's good timing.
The time is now. The time is now. We get older and we go, okay, like, what are we doing? Yeah. We've got to do it now. And Grace, no, I love it. I love it, Randy. So it's wonderful. It's going to be Pono Radio. I love it. And keep it Pono. And we have kind-minded discounts. Maybe we can tie in with that later somehow. We've got to bring that back, too.
Oh, yeah. And we need to have your Healing Natalie podcast on our podcast platform so we can
I've already got
about half a dozen podcasts that are ready to go to be on that. And so I'm just, again, this time around, picking and choosing more carefully kindred, spirits, if you will. Not just back in the day when I was just trying to make it happen. I was just selling spots. Hey, I can produce your podcast and, for X amount of dollars a month, I'll produce it. And it just did, it was, I was just selling to anybody who could pay. You know?
Right.
And this time around, it's going to be a little more on purpose, than it was then, that's for sure.
It'll be great. It'll be fantastic. And people should pay. I mean, there's a certain part, because you have to, every business has to stay in business too, right? So we need to, I know with Real Universal Radio, I've always said, no, I don't want it the advertising. I don't want to stop things up. But now where we can go for an hour, people listen for about 10 minutes. I mean, we have such a different attention span in the world. But I really believe that we still need to, we need to feel good about it and make it work and keep it running so it's around forever, right? This is a project I think
Thank
that you can keep going forever. Yes, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Oh, you're awesome. You are so awesome. And gosh, Randy, we still have you. Well, we have you at the beginning of the show. And it's been a pleasure. It's just such a pleasure. Please tell Monica I said hi. Okay. I'll do that.
Send me a script
I'll do
the
that.
End of the program and I'll re-record it.
Oh, I appreciate it. I will take you up on that.
Can I pray
you
real quick? Can I pray for you?
Yes.
Lord, we just thank you for Natalie and her steadfastness. Oh, God, her intention to do good every day in the midst of, Lord, some heartbreaking things that have gone on in her life. And Lord, what a role model she is
thank
for
you.
People. And her story, Lord, needs to continue to be mm-hmm. told. So help open up doors for that. And we pray for her mom, that you would just touch her, that you would heal her.
Thank you. First of all.
And God,
thank you.
You say we have not because we ask not, so we do ask for healing. But Father, I pray that you continue to give Natalie just grace and peace and your joy, which is, you say in your word that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so help us to just be able to pivot from whatever we're facing in a day and just revel in you and who you are in our lives and what that means and that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so we thank you for all that you're doing.
Thank you so much. And all over your family too, Randy and Monica and your babies, grandchildren and children and everybody in your life and what you're doing, because you always are serving and you're such a light to the rest of us in the world. Absolutely. In the name of Jesus. And
thank
I appreciate you.
You.
Thank you. So to everybody out there, I wish you peace. See you later.